You are the salt of the earth, Jesus says to us. And I worried that some of us would start thinking about salt because our doctors have warned us that we shouldn't have too much salt, right? So I'm going to try to convince you this morning, if there's one thing I do, is that the salt that Jesus talks about is not the salt that we know as salt today. The commercial table salt, white table salt, is not what Jesus is talking about. And Jesus, I think, will recommend that we throw away the commercial salt in our houses. Is that right? Yes, he would. So, if there's one thing you remember, that's the thing you remember today, right? I'm going to go home and throw away the white salt. All right, so that's the point of a sermon, right? Now let's get on with the footnote of the sermon here. Let's talk about the salt that we have today. The salt that we eat, overeat. The recommended amount, the doctors tell us, or at least the Institute of Nutrition, is that we human beings only need a quarter teaspoon of salt for our bodies to work. Just a quarter teaspoon of salt. But most Americans over age 2 have about 2 teaspoons of salt. Quite a lot of salt. Most of it doesn't come from mom's cooking. Most of it comes from fast food, processed food, and restaurant food. Because in the restaurants, they want you to feel good. So they pour on the salt and the sugar, right? Real salt also is not white. Salt that comes from nature usually is grayish, or like the most expensive salt we have from Himalaya is pinkish, right? White salt also has none of the minerals that nature gives us because we use bleach, we use aluminum, we use other things to take out everything else good that's in the salt, including iodine. So that now we have what is called iodized salt. They add salt back, iodine back to the salt so that we have to buy it more expensive. They tell us that they are making less and less of iodized salt, which has led to proliferation of thyroid problems in our society because of lack of iodine. Perhaps what Jesus is saying when he says, "You are the salt of the earth," is like this Himalayan salt. They tell us that there is 86 kinds of minerals and trace minerals in this thing. Good for us. Things that our body needs. Just a little amount, but without it, our bodies would not function most optimally. Now, this salt was made about 250 million years ago, because when the earth was at that level, sea covered the world, and when earth changed, sea was caught in certain caves, and now we're just digging out these salts from caves. Himalayan salt has those 86 kinds of other things, minerals and other elements. It also, of course, is 50% sodium, but it's not 99% sodium like our white salt without all the good stuff. So when Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth," think Himalayan salt, right? All right. What was salt good for in Jesus' day? We know that salt was needed for preservatives. If you wanted to keep vegetables or fish without refrigeration, you preserved it with salt. You used salt when you had a wound. When soldiers were in battle and they got injured, they would put salt on the wounds because that would kill the germs. Also heal with the healing. But then, of course, just like us, in Jesus' day, they use salt to make food taste good. You need it. Without salt, everything will be bland. Salt brings out the wonderful taste in the foods that we eat. Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth." In that phrase, throughout the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus' emphasis is always on you. You are the salt of the earth. See, most of the time, we tend to think, isn't that something that Jesus should be doing? Jesus, you're the light. You're the salt. You're the Savior. Jesus turns around and says, you are the salt of the earth. Now, he doesn't say we should try to be salt, but we are salt of the earth. I want to focus on just one element of being a salt, and that is to bring taste, bring out the flavor of life. One of the best things I like for snacks is hard-boiled eggs and Himalayan salt. Try to have eggs without salt. How's that their taste? No, right? But with the right kind of salt, it just hits the right spot. And of course, you're not going to have a tablespoon of Himalayan salt with hard-boiled egg, right? It's just a pinch of salt. So being the salt of the earth doesn't mean that we are to pour on our saltiness into the world, is it? Being a salt is an art. It is moms knowing how to pick up little salt, or as Emil does it, right? Bam, right? How you throw the salt into our lives. It comes from experience of how much salt you need. In certain cases, yes, you might need a whole ton of salt, like in the East Coast when we have to clean off the snowy highways. But if you're making a bowl of soup, you're not going to need a whole tablespoon of salt, is it? Just a pinch. Jesus asks us to be the salt of the earth. Where in the world, in your world, is your salt needed? Is it in your family, in relationships? Is it at your workplace? Is it in our church? But wherever it is, for us to be salty in that place, it's going to demand a lot of sensitivity and a careful understanding of what is needed. We don't want to pour salt where just a pinch would do. And we don't want to just give a pinch when you do really need a pound of salt. So that means even to be a salt, we need to be in touch with God's Spirit. In the Gospel of Luke, he says this verse in a different way. He says, have this salt within yourself. Before even we go out to preserve or to heal or to make things tasty, Luke asks us to be salty ourselves. Am I wholesome, healthy? Am I preserved? Am I living right? Am I bringing healing? Am I healthy? And then, am I tasty? Am I attractive? Am I something that people will say, wow, I want to be like that? You know, our choir just sang, taste the goodness of the Lord. People will taste the Lord when they see us and find us to be tasty. You are the salt of the earth, Jesus says. For so long, we've believed that it is either the pastor or the pay staff or the leaders of the church who are the salt. But Jesus is very clear that he did not come on this earth to make leaders to be salt, but all of us have a mission. We are the salt. The mission doesn't mean that we have to be producing a lot of salt. Our mission might be that in the place where we stand, in the place where we live, the pinch of salt, our words of kindness, our silent companionship, those who are grieving. Just a little help on the way for someone who is struggling. Or visiting the jail and pouring in hope to those who are hopeless. Or working with children who cannot read. In every single one of those places, God is using us to bring his salt into the world so that our life can be more tasteful, more fulfilling, more abundant, and as generous as God has made it. How will you be salt this week? Be salt yourself. Be healed. Ask God to give you wholeness. If there are things that are burdening you, ask God to release it for you. If there are places in your life where you need healing, ask God to heal you, to bring you strength. If there are places in your life that needs to be made more tasteful, more beautiful, more abundant, ask God. And then, in the place where you are, be the salt. Be useful. You have a mission. Remember that. With Jesus, this world that God has blessed will become even more beautiful, even more tasty, and even more wonderful. Thanks be to God for God's news that has come to us to remind us that we, all of us, are salt of the earth. Amen.